Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Once Upon a Crescent. Thank you for joining me for season 6. I was just charging up my imagination here. It's the most important part of this podcast. I tell the stories, you imagine them, and we both learn a thing or two about our deen. Okay, let's get started.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Today's story is called Mama's Eid Gift Idea.
Hamza carefully sifted through his Lego bin, trying to find a very specific Lego piece for his unique build. He was working on building a beautiful flower bouquet as his Eid gift to his mom. Eid was just a few days away, and Hamza was excited to make something special out of Legos for his mom. His mom loved flowers, and Hamza loved Lego, so this felt like the perfect combination to Hamza. Hamza added the final pieces to this display, and he looked at the colorful flower arrangement. He smiled, feeling relieved about completing it. Hamza was careful when moving his mom's Eid gift. He heard her approaching the bedroom. Hamza panicked, not wanting her to see the final look before Eid. He rushed to his closet and placed it on a shelf quickly. He threw a t-shirt over the Lego flower set to cover it up. Mama walked in and saw Lego pieces scattered on the floor. She tiptoed inside, not wanting to step on any of those sharp little pieces. Hamza beta, I want all of this cleaned up. We cannot have a messy house before Eid. Let's start cleaning up today, bit by bit, so the house is nice and organized and clean before Eid. Mama informed as she picked up a laundry basket to collect Hamza's dirty clothes. She headed towards the closet. What all needs to be put in the washing machine? Any dirty socks or sweaters in here? She asked, poking her head into the closet. Hamza quickly grabbed hold of the laundry basket and exclaimed, Oh, Mama, let me take this. I'll bring down the basket with my clothes after I change. He explained, hoping Mama wouldn't go looking further in his closet. Hamza's eyes darted at the t-shirt that was used as a cover to hide Mama's flower Lego arrangement. Mama gladly walked out of Hamza's room, hearing his helpful suggestion. Okay, great. When you come downstairs, will you also remember to feed the fish? Come down and do that, please. Okay, Mama. Hamza replied as he picked up some dirty socks to place in his laundry basket. Hamza made his way downstairs and approached his large fish tank. He looked for his little fishies. He spotted them and smiled. Assalamu alaikum, are you guys waiting for your food? He playfully asked out loud. When Hamza took hold of the fish food container, it felt empty. He shook the bottle to double check, only to discover that there was no food left in the container. Hamza called out to his mom. Mama, we ran out of fish food. Our fishies don't have anything for today. Can we go get some together from the pet store? Yeah, sure. I had to go to the grocery store anyways. Come on, let's head there now. I'm free right now, and the laundry has started, so this is a good time. Come on. Mama and Hamza set off to the pet store together, enjoying each other's company in the car. Mama looked at Hamza in the mirror as she drove. An idea popped into Mama's mind. She kept it to herself. Mama casually said, Hamza, I think I have a great Eid gift idea for you. Hamza perked up at the sound of hearing those words. An Eid gift idea? He asked curiously. Mama nodded. Yep, it just occurred to me while driving. I'll keep it a surprise until iftar time. Hamza smiled big.
Oh, Mama, I also have an Eid gift idea for you. I made it for you this morning. I'll give you mine at iftar time too.
Hamza's mom was delightfully surprised.
Hamza, we both think alike, don't we? I have a gift idea for you, and you have a gift idea for me. Okay, inshallah, both ideas will be perfect for each other.
Mama parked the car in front of the pet store and walked in with her son. Mama and Hamza entered the store taking a look around. They were greeted by the beautiful parakeets that were situated at the entrance. Hamza loved coming to this pet store. The sounds of all the animals as soon as you entered was so welcoming. He also loved observing the pet store workers there. They took their jobs very seriously. One worker was cleaning out the hamster cages, while the other was refilling the water dispensers for all of the bunnies. Hamza knew exactly where to go buy the fish food, but he decided to stroll around the pet store, taking a look through each aisle first. Hamza stopped in front of a large display of turtles swimming in a tank as big as the one that he had at home. Mama watched Hamza stare into the tank.
Mama, I love how the turtles and the fish both live together here. It's like watching a real-life habitat.
Mama observed the tank just like Hamza did. She took an interest in what was interesting to him. Mama followed Hamza around as he took his time looking at all of the animals. Hamza was just about to head into the fish aisle when he noticed a few of the employees gathering around the front of the store. He overheard them talking.
Look, sir, we understand your situation, but the thing is, we have a protocol in place. Our pet store just can't accept animals that are dropped off, especially those that are in this condition. Unfortunately, you'll have to drive to the nearest animal shelter for this kitten.
Hamza walked over closer to try to get a peek of the kitten. The kitten was shivering in fright. It was covered in mud and dirt. The worst of all, though, the kitten had a little cut near its eye.
Oh no, Mama, the kitten is injured, Hamza whispered.
Mama nodded and joined in the conversation. If you don't mind me asking, what happened to this kitten? The man holding the kitten shook his head.
I found this little guy right under my truck. I actually don't know what happened, but I do know it's injured and abandoned. It was all alone, poor little guy.
Hamza frowned at hearing the grown-ups talk. He felt so heartbroken for this little helpless kitty. Hamza stared into the kitten's big eyes. The pet store manager walked past Hamza, handing the man a pamphlet.
Yeah, this here is the closest animal shelter. I just called them up. They'll be able to help you out. Here's a thicker blanket for the kitten too. We had some extra supplies here, so I thought I could share it with you.
The man graciously accepted the items and the pamphlet. Hamza took hold of his mom's hand and turned away from the kitten. He sniffled quietly and asked Mama,
Mama, do you think animals feel scared and upset and have feelings like we do?
Mama rubbed her son's back and smiled.
Aw, Hamza, you know, I can tell that you're feeling sad looking at that kitten. I do too. Did you know that even the Prophet ﷺ was bothered when animals were in pain or stressed out?
Hamza looked up to his mom and asked in surprise,
Really? The Prophet ﷺ was a pet, an animal person like me?
Yes, totally. He loved animals. He loved animals so much and he was caring towards them. One time, a companion of the Prophet ﷺ took a bird's eggs and that mama bird
began to beat its wings around the head of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The bird was communicating to the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he asked his companions, "Which of you has taken its eggs?" A man came forward and said, "O Messenger of Allah, I have taken its eggs." And then the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, replied, "Return them out of mercy to the bird." Having mercy to animals can mean caring for them in a gentle way, or even just feeling their pain and having that empathy. "Oh, and Hamza, you definitely have that," Mama said as she wiped away his tears. Hamza looked over his shoulder again to see if he could see the kitten once more before the man and the kitten exited the pet store. The man waved to the manager with the pamphlet in his hand.
"Hey, thanks for this. I'll head there right now."
The manager waved back, giving him a thumbs up. Mama and Hamza quietly walked to the fish aisle. They found the container of fish food that they came in for. In their silence, they headed to the cash register, where the cashier rung up their item. Mama turned to Hamza. "Oh, Hamza, I forgot something. Can you stay right here? I'll be right back." Hamza nodded, not really paying attention to where Mama headed back to. He was too busy watching the man outside of the store adjust the new blanket for the kitten, who was still shivering. Mama gave Hamza a tight hug when she came back. She noticed how he was feeling down. She paid for the fish food and a few other things that Hamza didn't see. Mama grabbed the big brown bag of her items. Before leaving the cash register, Mama asked the cashier, "Hey, could I get that same paper with the animal shelter address and information? I just want to check out that kitten later on. You know, maybe to see if it needs a home." Hamza turned his head quickly at the sound of that. The cashier raised an eyebrow. "Are you considering adopting the kitten?" Mama smiled. "I really would, but my son is actually allergic to cats." The cashier nodded. "Well, I hope he grows out of his allergies one day," she said, handing the papers to Mama. Hamza perked up and squealed. "Mama, are we going to visit the animal shelter?" he asked with such hope and excitement. Mama chuckled. "Well, after seeing how much you cared about that kitten, I thought we could at least go visit the kitten at the shelter. We'll do our part in trying to find a home for it. I think Omar's friends would be interested, right, Hamza?" Hamza looked up in surprise. "Yes, Omar Paya does have friends who could adopt the kitten." Hamza looked at his mom, struggling with her big brown bag. "Mama, why is your bag so heavy?" Mama smiled. "It's my Eid gift idea for you. That's what's inside." "Is it a new pet? But why would it be in a bag sealed like that?" "Mama, please tell me what it is." Mama chuckled. "As much as you love surprises and I love giving you surprises, I think this is one surprise I'll have to ruin. Let me show you right now before we leave the store." Mama placed the big brown bag on the ground and pulled out a large plastic container filled with water with two little baby turtles inside. Hamza gasped. "Mama, these turtles are going to join our aquarium at home?" he asked in disbelief. "Yes, they will, inshallah. I have all the supplies to adjust our filter for these little guys. This was my Eid gift idea."
"Mama, I'm going to give you my Eid gift early too."
Hamza gave his mom a tight hug, feeling so much happiness and joy at adding animals to his tank. He knew he would take such good care of them by showing mercy and kindness, just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This episode was sponsored by sister Shahina for her son Hamza. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Until next time.
Jazakallahu khair for listening to this story. I hope you all had a fun and a blessed Eid.